I was sitting there going over my notes, and I was looking back over the word minnow again, and the minnow means to abide, and that was one of the key things that we look at is abiding in Christ, because that's what keeps us focused. If we got up this morning, every one of us had an excuse to lay in bed this morning and just lay in a little while. Every one of us. I mean, I could have laid in. You know, my body's always the first one wave a flag, say, "Woohoo! Let's lay in bed today." I mean, it wants to, but at the same time, there's something in my heart that says, "No, I need to be in the house of the Lord. That's where I need to be. I want to abide in Him, and I make time for the Word of God. I make time for prayer, even if I don't want to. You do it because it's the right thing to do, and that's what we do." And so as we looked over the things that hinder us from bearing forth fruit, and we know our heart's deceitful above all things. If our worst enemy is ourself inside of us, and we gotta wrestle our own heart because our heart's deceitful. We cannot trust ourself. Your heart will fool you. It will. And then we see the other things, the preventions, and that we know in the Word of God in Galatians 5, saying, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit." Now there's two things that I'm going to put together from Galatians to 1 John, two places we've been and pull them together. One of them is walking in the Spirit, and the other one is drawing nigh to the Spirit. He said, "Cometh to the light that his deeds may be reproved." And the other one is walking in the light. So there's two things that's coming to it. First of all, and that's what Sue needs to do. She needs to come to the light. If she comes to the light, she has a chance of being saved. That's her hope, is coming to the light. "And thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path to see where we're at in life." And this is the very light of God. If we eliminate all excuses, all religion, and push everything out the door and focus just on that right there, this is all she needs. And this is what will help her see. Lauren, Sierra, Leah, this is what they need to see. Your mom and dad that eliminate religion, Baptist, and everything else in the world, and our lost loved ones that we have and people we're concerned about, your mom and dad eliminate you being Baptist and being a trustee in a church, eliminate all those things and focus forth on what God says. Jesus says, it's gotta be tougher than that. But it's not that tough. It's trusting what God says. God says, "Thy word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, even dividing asunder and soul and spirit into the joints and the marrow." That's like that message. Do you got it to the bone? Get the Spirit of God clear to your bones. The Word of God digs in your bones. And it ought to bother you. It ought to bother you to do wrong. So let's look at those things this morning and put them together. If I can, I'm getting tied up here. I keep dropping my glasses, and Sharon got me a string. That way if they do fall off, at least it catches them. I just told her, get a dip net, and I'll hold two dip nets in my hands, and I'll just walk around. They fall off, I'll make sure I catch them. She thought that was silly. Prevention of bearing fruit. So we know, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lust against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other." So you cannot do the things that you would. And John 3:19 said, "This is the condemnation, that light has come to the world, and men," listen, and here's the other thing. We know if our heart's desperately wicked, who can know it? And then this says, "And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." Now listen, "For everyone that doeth evil, they hate the light." And this is in John 3 and verse 19. We was just in it Friday night. neither they come unto the light, lest their deeds be reproved. Now what's that word reproved remind us of? Where else do we hear the word reprove? All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness. There's that word of God again. It's always bringing out. You ever argue with somebody about religion that my religion's right? It's like you got a friend that's Catholic, you're Baptist. She goes, and that's what they'll want to do. They'll want to compare churches. Well, our church gives to this. What's your church do? And they'll start doing that, and they'll start comparing what your church does for the community. Well, our church ain't got the money your church has got. We take care of them. We got missionaries around the world. Praise God that we do, that we were able to support missionaries out spreading forth the gospel. But they're always out in the limelight, seem to be waving a flag. I mean, you look on the paper, you see where the Baptist Church is on the front page news when they're doing something for the world, all for good or for the United Way. No, but who's in cahoots with? We know who the ones got the money. The ones are always in the front line, and there are good people. My nurse, my doctor, Gerald Darnell, his Ruth was the sweetest Catholic I ever met in my life. She's a darling, wasn't she? If she could have been saved, she might be, but she said this, heaven's like a wagon wheel. It's got many spokes, but they all go to the center. Woo, that's scary. So that eliminates, there's only one name under heaven whereby we must be saved. There's no other name given under heaven, according to the Word of God. And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So all those things in our minds, we got to be focused and dead set on knowing that Jesus is the way. There's no other way. And as much as she was sweet, if she could have earned heaven, she'd have got my vote. I'm glad I'm not the gate, because I might let her in just because she's just sweet. She's just kind. She just had a sweetness. She was, if works get you in, she'd get in. She's kind of like a Miss Geneva, except she's Catholic. Really. She's almost that sweet, that kind. But we know that don't work. So, let's look down here in 1 John 1:7. We've been there, but I'm going to read with, we got about 5 minutes here. And remember, if the truth, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light. That's what we want to be. Fruit bearers comes to the light. The light of God's word. We come to church. We want to do right. Truth bearers want to come to light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought, they're made known in God. It was Isaac. Isaac has had a question. At home, his understanding to realize God sees him just as much at home as he sees him here. And understanding the difference and him wrestling together, he goes, well, at church, like church was somewhere different. I said, son, you don't realize at home, this is who we really, really are. When you're back in that bedroom and the door's shut, this is who you really are. Whether you're sitting on a pew, being goody-two-shoe, that's who you really are when you're by yourself and nobody's around. That's who you really, really are. And that makes us all examine ourselves, because we want to be in the light to where we're walking in the Spirit of God, walking in the light as He is in light. Let's look here together. It says here in 1 John, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. So we see here, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we can have fellowship on there, and we know that. what's so important about God and fellowshipping with God? What did Adam and Eve have in the very beginning? Perfect fellowship. And what's been God's desire ever since that day is restoring that fellowship. And we have the blood of Christ. We know it cleanses us from all sin. But my position as sonship, I am a son of God. Nothing can change that. But my attitude and my walk can change my fellowship with God. My sonship stays the same. I am God's son. But, and this is where some, even Baptists get this wrong. Where they think they can do whatever they want to do and they're still okay. Now, as far as sonship goes, as your position as a child of God, yes, that's true. But your fellowship, that changed. It's like me and Brother Alan, I come back here when he catches, when he's not looking, I throw a songbook, hit him in the side of the head. I guarantee you me and his fellowship will change. We're still brothers. But our fellowship will change a little bit. He might throw one back right at me. But you see, when God the Father, we always picture Him as high and holy and lifted up, which He is, but He desires fellowship. He's very intimate in everything about Him. I mean, as much as you want to take your granddaughter, put her on your knee and hold her and cradle her up and teach her right things in her life, get her pointed, as much as God wants to cradle us up and hold us and desire fellowship with us. But if we got things that are displeasing to Him, our fellowship's broken. I'm still a son, but my fellowship's broken. And I'm afraid a lot of times in our lives through the week, especially once we get right coming here, but when we go back out the doors, our fellowship ain't like it was when we're here. I mean, we become carnal, we become proud, we become arrogant, we become covetousness. All those things from the world plague our minds, and they break our fellowship. It's like Miss Sharon, what'd you say when you went on that cruise? You said something when you come back, you felt like, how'd you say it when you come back? You felt like you was away from God or something. When you, because what you hear and see, sometimes it drains you. And it feels like you're away from God. And in a sense, it does. As Lot being in Sodom and Gomorrah, some of them things that drains you and it hinders your walk with God. As much as summertime comes, here it's coming. You know what's going to happen? They're going to start pulling it off and they're getting worse all the time. It's where my wife knows I'll avoid town. I'll go. I just soon hit a country road and drive around town so I ain't got to see the garbage. Because people don't know how to put clothes on. She knows it. Give me blinders. I don't want to see it. I got enough bad memories I would like to delete and get out of my brain. But that's where we live. And I want to keep that fellowship, that rightness with God. If we walk in the light as He is in light. Now God is, can God sin? Can't sin at all, can He? He is perfectly holy, pure, perfectly righteous in everything He does. So to walk with somebody that is holy, that is pure than pure, perfectly righteous, and to walk with Him. Now the blood of Christ helps me to do that. It's the only time the only way we can do that. And then when we get a glorified body, we'll be made like Him, for we shall see Him face to face. But this time right here, we can have that fellowship that causes us when we're around people, and when you're around Leah, when you're around Sherry, you have an opportunity. What's different about you, Sarah? When they say off-collar things, they know they're off-collar, and they're just trying the waters out and just seeing where you're at. And see if you laugh at it. They will try you out and see what you're made of. See if you laugh. If get the old Sarah back. That's one they're wanting. That's the one they're trying to trigger and to get, pull her back out. That's what they want. You might say, oh no, don't trust me in their mind. Because after a while, they won't want to be with you. Once they realize that Sarah's here to stay, they'll count their cost and slowly just fade away. Because you're going to be wanting to talk about the things of God. You're going to be wanting to talk about, you're worried about their soul. And they're going to get tired of hearing that. But it shows you care. At least you put one thing before God. Say, God, I warned them. I told them. I loved them. I wept for them. I fasted for them. I did whatever I could to get them in. So walking in the light as He is in the light. Because God is nothing but light. He is pure, radiant, and everything about Him is light. Now listen, there's no better insurance against falling into sin than to walk in the light. Light is used throughout the Scriptures as a synonym for infinite holiness, purity, perfect righteousness. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. So people that say they have fellowship with Him and they got a cigarette in this hand and a can of beer, say, yeah, I know, Lord. Yeah, I got saved and baptized. Yeah. When was that? I was Sunday school somewhere. They got a filthy mouth on them to boot. Now, did they got effective witness? No, they ain't got effective witness. Their testimony is stained. And that's what Satan tries to tarnish. Your effectiveness that you can't reach till they see something different in you, that you're radiant. You're not a holier now that, well, I'm better than you are. I do this. And we become a Pharisee, and we don't want to be that. Because with this type of purity that the Lord brings humility, humbleness. All pride's diminished. There's no pride left. We're out of time. And I still hear something playing, but I'm going to take a 1 minute here. So we know there's no better insurance against falling in sin than to walk in the light. He that cometh to the light, let his deeds may be manifest, they are wrought in God. So the revelation here is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. The reflection, ye are the light of the world. We're the representatives for Christ. We are the ambassadors for God has entrusted you to carry the light of God for Him. That's humbling. I mean, I always heard when God saved you, He saved you for a reason. Every one of us sitting here, He saved us for a reason. That we carry forth this light for Him. That we shine for Him. That everything you do, every place you go, you have an effectiveness to your family, to your children, to your grandchildren, to anybody you're around that's sue at work. When you're working where do you work? You work at, you move barrels. You still moving them things? I know that about it. I know you went from class A to class C or something like that. But you're still in there. But the people you work with, they're looking for something real. And when I got saved, I thought there was nobody real. And of all people, God used Bob Carrico. You seen Brother Bob down, he leads the singing in the bib overalls with red tie. Oh, Brother Bob, he's something else. He's no honky-tonker saved by the grace of God. But I tell you what, he had a radiance about him. He glowed. I mean, my whole picture of Christianity, when I seen him, it just went, pshh. I go, this guy's having himself a time. He's enjoying himself going to heaven. And I never seen that before. I really didn't. Everybody's just humdrum. Let's go to church. Go to church. Everybody sit down in the pew. Go to church. Offering plate went by. Nobody seemed to smile. There was no joy. There was just boho humbug. You know, they're a bunch of Scrooges sitting on the pew sucking on dill pickles, you know, or plums. One or the other. But that's what everybody looked like. That was my picture of. And then going out back, and I've told you this, going over the hill, and there's the deacon smoking their cigarettes, telling their dirty jokes that they heard at the factory. And I was getting as close as I could so I could listen. Because I was in darkness. I was just curious I knew what they had to say wasn't good. And I was going to listen because I'm a little kid. But those are the leaders of the church that my parents went to. And it was sad, but it's everywhere. But thank God we got a place that we got a real preacher that preaches the book, desires holiness, preaches it straight to us to help us. Man, we are blessed. We are blessed. Let's pray. Father, to God, we love you. Thank you for your word. Help us today, Lord. Help us to be mindful of then how much you entrust in us, dear God, to bear forth fruit for you. Lord, you've ordained us to walk in your ways. You've ordained us that we bear forth fruit for you. Help us, dear God, to be the witnesses, not to be ashamed of the gospel, but be stand up and stand out, dear God, and be the child of God you called us to be. Help us, Lord. Bless the service to come. Father, if there be one here lost, undone, unlearned, dear God, that today they be born again, that today they may know you in a real way. Lord, one walking afar off, Lord, bring them in close. Dear God, we need your presence here today. Lord, we could hear songs, we can hear preaching, we can hear the word of God, and it's wonderful. Lord, we thank you for the privilege you give us that we can meet in liberty. But how much more when you show up with your presence? Oh God, we need you. Have your will and way with every heart, every life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.